Chapter 2. Valentine's Day. Welcome to the 14th of February, the most romantic day of the year, Valentine's Day. This festival goes back to a Roman fertility celebration called Lupercalia. In the 5th century, Pope Gelasius I changed this name to St. Valentine's Day to make the celebration more Christian. St. Valentine was a 3rd century Roman saint, and his saint's day on the 14th of February represented romantic love. He helped young lovers marry. Valentine's Day is very popular in Britain. People spend about £500 million on Valentine cards and presents, and £265 million on flowers. Red roses are the most popular because these are a symbol of love. Chocolates, jewellery and teddy bears are also very popular. In Wales, some people give their lovers love spoons and decorate them with hearts, lucky symbols, a cross for religion, or bells for marriage. In Norfolk, England, there is a tradition of leaving presents for people secretly. This started with a mysterious figure called Jack Valentine. He liked to leave presents in front of people's houses and then run away. In the UK, a lot of people send Valentine's cards, more than 25 million cards every year. This tradition came from St. Valentine, because the legend says he helped send secret messages between lovers. The first recorded Valentine card in England was from Marjorie Bruce to John Paston in 1477, and the message was, "To my right, well-beloved Valentine." Today, people often don't sign their cards. It's more fun that way. Another romantic day in February happens every 4 years on a leap year. There is a tradition that women ask men to marry them on the 29th of February.